This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, the mothership of the What's on Your Mind radio network. Fired up and ready to go. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, at the controls as we speak. Woo! Master control by the master himself.
The master of disaster.
Right there. AL 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Towers located there about Sabin, Minnesota, not too far from the general store. So, western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. Glad you're listening on AM.
That probably comes in real well in that general store, then, is what you're saying.
I think so, yes, and same thing in that field.
You may not even need a radio, you just right there in your fillings.
And, of course, if you're out to Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston Way, AM 1090, KTGO, and, of course, the Voice of the West, right there on the western edge, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, all part of the What's on Your Mind radio network. You can also, of course, listen on the iHeartMedia app. And we also have whatsonyourmindradio.com, so you can download the podcast. We do something other shows don't do. The whole show is there for you. The whole show. Everything. Yes, we're right there, just to, so you can listen at your leisure whenever it works for you. Some folks, you know, do little highlights here and there or whatever. We got the whole works there for you. I am broadcasting as we speak right now, physically today, in West Fargo, North Dakota, because they told me there was a block party here. So I said, if there's a block party, I'm coming. I'll be here. Actually, the good folks from Vision Bank invited us in. The Vision Bank is hosting a block party to kick off the new, beautiful location here in West Fargo, a Vision Bank. They're third now. I have been a customer of Dan Carey and his team at Vision Bank for, should I do the math, over 15 years. I'll be safe and say over 15 years. For sure. And I really, really enjoy it. So it's great fun to help them do this. And this will be a fun deal. They're doing, of course, we're broadcasting live today. And then afterwards, as soon as the show ends, they're going to serve up, guess what's for lunch, Todd? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Sloppy Joe's. Oh, there's nothing better than a Sloppy Joe. And this,
amen,
is not, this is not like a, you know, hey, where the heck? I see the bun, but I can't find the meat. No. This is, you know, you're going to be wearing this baby by the time you're done. This is, you know, we'll supply the bibs. Just come take in the old-fashioned Sloppy Joe's, the chips and pickles, the whole works. Fabulous free lunch today at Vision Bank in West Fargo, just south of 32nd Avenue on Veterans Boulevard. Then tomorrow, the kids will love all the fun. Penny and Pals, ice cream truck, games galore, bouncy house. All of it starts at 3:30 and great fun. So you want a Razor electric scooter, kind of fun. Thursday is fun. Free block party with 32 Below live on stage. And free burgers, brats, and beer as well. Starts at 5:30. And the music at 6:30 tomorrow night. So, and the beer and burgers and all the goodies are from Brutus Brickhouse, which is good stuff. So come by and see us. Love to see you here. They also have a good deal on a CD special, 12-month CD at 1.05%. I know. Todd's going to switch all his money right now and make the big bucks on that CD. It's better than sitting in your checking account, you know, making pennies, Todd. Right there. Make it go to work for sure. So that's where we'll be today, and we'll tell you more about what's happening here.
Why would I buy a compact disc?
Oh, good point. Yeah. Certificate of deposit at 1.5%.
Oh! But if I have people bank, with money like you, okay.
You're probably thinking about that. Yes, not like me. What else are we doing today? Chris Berg will be here. We haven't talked to Chris for a while, but you watch him on Point of View, so we'll check in with him. We're going to talk with Matt Dean. He is a Minnesota Republican running for governor. And they've got a bunch of them. Minnesota's a mess, and I've said before, we in North Dakota need to help them out over there. Because that creeps over, especially in the Red River Valley. I mean, Minnesota blue infects the Red River Valley. It does. And I don't like that much. I don't at all. So we're going to talk about that very, very important race down there that we'll all be watching very closely. And talk about some other things here on the news, least of which includes, most of which includes what you want to talk about here on the program. Troy Coons is who I forgot. Troy will be here, too. We'll talk a little ag later on in the program. He'd be here later this hour, as a matter of fact. So find out about maybe any last-minute planning decisions you might be making. Troy's a good guy to consult on all that. So we'll talk a little ag and find out how things are going before the end of the program. A couple things I want to chat about later in the program. We're going to dig into city commissioner that is trying to get some answers. You know, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo are mandated, I think is the word, to participate in the refugee resettlement program. So if the Department of State says, okay, North Dakota, you're getting 3,000 refugees this year, and who's taking what, they divvy it up between those three cities. One commissioner, I've not followed this closely in Grand Forks or Bismarck, and if there is somebody else doing what Dave Pepcorn is doing, let me know. But Dave Pepcorn is the city commissioner in Fargo, has been saying, before we just go along with this year after year after year, I want to ask some basic, simple questions. Okay? And this isn't to say I don't appreciate refugees, what they contribute, or anything else. I just want to know, what is the cost? What are the impacts? I want to put together some data. Let me ask you, Manny. Let me ask you, Todd. Does that sound prejudiced? If I say I have no problem with people coming here, I have no problem with how they get here, as long as it's legal, it's lawful, and everything else, I welcome them here. And obviously there is a large part of the refugee community that is part of the workforce and a needed part of the workforce. Okay, we acknowledge that. But we should know before we say how many we can take, how many we can resettle, how does it impact our schools? How does it impact our city? What is the basic simple cost? Before you make any decision, that's just good basic information, isn't it? Does that sound racist to either of you?
Sounds fiscally responsible to me.
Okay, fiscally responsible.
I don't want to speak for Manny, but, you know, it's other people's money. Be smart with it.
Yeah, what do you think, Manny?
I mean, I think as long as there's not the general assumption that every person that immigrates here is doing it illegally.
Of course. No, and this is actually legal. This is these refugee resettlement is actually a program that, you know, that you have people in harm's way in other countries that are fleeing there, and a number of countries say we're going to put them there. So this is legal. They're coming here legally. Now, some questions about how they're vetted and, you know, if it's done properly. So, you know, that's sort of a separate debate. But no, nobody's saying, you know, hey, are they legal? They're not. They're saying, before we say yes or no, what is the cost? For the life of me, I can't understand how that is anything other than basic common sense. Without question. Without any, you know, and knowing Dave Pepcorn, He's a fact kind of guy. He wants the data before a decision is made. We all ought to. For crying out loud, if we buy a home and, you know, a bunch of weeds have taken over the back of the yard, right? And so we want to fix that problem. Do we just say, yeah, we'll just do it however you've done it and, you know, sort of send me the bill? No. You say, well, okay, what's it going to cost? Or maybe I'll get another bid, or what? I want to know. And then I'll make a decision whether I just leave the weeds or actually clean it up. Whatever the decision, I'm just using that as a dumb example. Anyway, I want to talk about that a little bit today. Also, a little bit of a spat going on in the legislature related to vetoes. And I'm a little confused because Senator Rich Wardner was on this program last week. I specifically asked him about Governor Doug Burgum's line item vetoes and said, do you support them? Do you agree with them? Are you mad? Honestly, I expected him to be a little upset because here's the deal. This is a legislative branch. That'd be the legislators, the representatives, the senators, and the executive branch. That'd be Governor Burgum. There's a natural rub there. You constantly have that. Everybody tries to do a little tug of war to get a little more to their side or the other side. And so from time to time, there are lines there. I expected when I asked Senator Warner, what do you think about this, that he'd say, you know, we don't like it because it's undoing their work. He went on to tell us that PERS, was wildly unpopular, the PERS solution that was in that bill. And so he was supportive of that. And then he specifically talked about the township bill and how it had no hearing. Well, last night on KX News, according to their website, Senator Wardner is now questioning whether that was right or not. So I don't know what's going on. But I know this. There's some folks in the House that, you know, have the nose a little bent on a joint, and they've got it. But I'm a little surprised here. And especially if something didn't get a hearing and gets added late. You know, those are the things that I think need to be pointed out. I think that's where there's a role to say, wait a minute. Even if you love that policy, why not have some sunshine here on it, debate it, and then decide yes or no and have a vote on it? It shouldn't go sliding into something at the 11th hour. And this is something for the townships to get like $10,000 each. It adds up to a lot of money, obviously, but each township's not exactly getting fat and sassy over it either. So I don't know. It was a way to, I guess, drain this this SIF fund. But I'm more confused about how Senator Wardner told us last week he was fine with the governor's veto and now is not. So that's a little strange. So those are a couple of stories that we're on top of here today on the program. Welcome any of yours. And I want to talk about how you make buying decisions, how you decide where you're going to do business a little bit today. That's the other one. We'll get to them coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot on the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a hot spring spa. I absolutely love it, so does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times, at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's done good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them. 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Some great salutes to mom. Really love them. And you can keep them coming because we are drawing one pie winner from Village Inn every hour now till Mother's Day. That's right. Every hour of the program, we'll be drawing lucky winners here, and we have two more to draw today. So we look forward to that. Get them in. Cherry, key lime, lemon meringue, banana cream, and you know what the big one is? We talked to the pie guy from Village Inn. He told us French silk was the number one seller. Really? really good. Yeah, like really, really good. Anyway, so all you need to do is tell us a story about your mom. You can fax them in. Fax. Can they fax them in, Todd? I don't know where I came up with that, because that's about the only thing they can do anymore. Do we even have fax machines anymore? I think we do, but they're the copy machines, basically, aren't they? Fax machines. Never mind. How about this? Text it in at 701-367-2054. Or you can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Email it in, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Call it in, live with us here on the air at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Or you can also just call us live on the air. When you call, you press 1 to leave a message and, you know, leave your story. Or press 2 and just chat with us live on the air. We'd love that, too. 24-7 line is 855-200-1776. Here's our Delta Constructors call of the day. We love your calls, folks, and you add so much to this program and make us think a little bit. We've had a rather robust debate about health care policy in this country. Obamacare, should it go? If it goes, what do you replace it with? Pre-existing conditions, you know, costs up, costs down, deductibles, keeping your doctor, all of that, right? We've had a conversation about some form of Obamacare going for 10 years. And we had a call yesterday. Made you think a little bit, I think. The Delta Constructors, one call does it all, call of the day today. And they are your source for turnkey solutions. At the well site, they do it all. They load the lines, they'll set your pump jacks, they fabricate the conditioning modules, they do the modular skids, the tank batteries, I mean, they do the design. Electrical and mechanical, they do the survey work, the field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, they do it all. Told me a great story about one site where they wanted to keep pumping, they had to change out the flare. They said, tell you what, keep pumping, we'll bring in a portable flare trailer. So if you're changing your flare out, you can continue working. Set it up for you, switch it out, minimize the impact on your production. DeltaConstructors.net or call Eric today. One call does it all. Foreman, out there at the oil sites, you hearing this? Call Eric, 406-250-8151. Roll that call, Todd. It's a great one. I love this.
Tim and Botno, go ahead.
This government health care, I'm telling you, needs to go. How did we get this conversation? This conversation should not even be, and it's frustrating.
So he asked a good question, Tim and Bodno. He said, how do we get here? Is it government's role to provide health care? Is that a right? And all of a sudden you start scratching your head saying, let me grab my Constitution. I don't know. Can I find it in there? I'm not sure. That's why we love your calls, folks. That's why you add a lot to this program. We appreciate you. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Again, you can text Todd, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Is mine, 701-226-8503 is Todd's. It doesn't matter. Either one of them gets to us, and we're talking. Simple as that. So, I mentioned earlier I've been doing business at this bank, Word Vision Bank, today for their block party. Sloppy Joe's at 11. Can't wait. Big block party with a free show live on stage 32 Below on Thursday. Another events we'll be telling you about. Do you know why I bank here? I bank here because I can come here and talk to the owner. Right? Look him in the whites of his eyes and say, is this a good idea, a bad idea? Would you do this? Would you not? How about this? Can we do this? He gives me 20 ideas to pick from, and I can go, I like that one. I love that. Because it's someone that owns the bank, that's part president of the bank. Okay? That to me is a big deal. That's buying service. I'll take that any day of the week. That's buying, you know, local too, locally owned. How do you buy? Do you do that? Does that matter to you? Or do you buy price? If you can go to Walmart, this giant big box store, and find Band-Aids for 25 cents cheaper than you'll find them at the corner drugstore, where are you going to go? Where do you buy them? I will admit to being a creature of the Walmart thing, just because it's sort of habit, easy, close to the house, boom, you go, you get your list, you're done, you're out of there, right? But there's part of me that doesn't feel all that good about it. Because there's a lot of retailers that sell some of that stuff that I like, that are local, that are fun, that quite honestly will, you know, sit down and talk about advertising. You buy from them, they buy from you. But hard to argue with the fact Walmart's got it figured out. They know retailing, and they sell cheap. Now, they're hated by a lot of people. That's probably one of the reasons I tip that way, because I think, well, why are they hated? They're hated because they're big, because of Sam Walton, because they don't pay a living wage that is decided by some bureaucrat sitting somewhere. I don't know. I don't like that they're hated. I see a lot of people in there who appreciate being able to buy what they're buying for the least amount of money possible. That's a service. That's a good thing. But it's not local. And honestly, if there was, Todd's Mart across the street, Manny Mart, you know, across the street, and I knew Manny and I knew Todd, I'd probably go there. But I don't know that a lot of people do that. We had this discussion on beef. You know, a lot of folks want country of origin labeling on beef. And I always loved the idea when I first heard about it. It was fabulous. And every time I talked to somebody about it, I said, you know, you can put all the USA labels on you want, but if there's beef here for $5 without a label, and beef over here for $7 with a USA label, the $5, you know, it's going to fly off the shelf quicker. So we just that price conscious? It just beats service? It beats local? I don't know. I'm kind of curious what you think. Tell me how you make those decisions. Let's have a little conversation about this. Because I want to learn. I want to know what makes you tick, how you make those decisions. And if I lived in a small town, and I have the option of buying in that small town groceries from the hardware store, or driving 30, 45 minutes to the big box, I would put a pencil to my gas and all the hassles and everything else, and also the convenience of being able to buy local maybe one day when I can't drive to that store. And I'd go there in 10 seconds. 10 seconds to the local store versus driving to the other one. Wish I could test the theory. Live in one of our great small towns. Tell me how you buy. 258-0550. It's a local number. It's just a 701 number. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Joe in Williams County is going to tell us a little bit about his buying decisions today on What's on Your Mind. What do you buy, Joe?
Actually, I have to agree with you. I go to Walmart every now and again because it's simple and easy, but I never feel good about it because they buy so much stuff from other countries.
That's why. Interesting. Interesting point. I want to talk some more about this, Joe. Hang on. And others, welcome. 258-0551. What's on your mind?
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to another episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hovind how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
That it was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause. They have a lot of money. They have a platform. But they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hovind for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
How'd you sleep last night? Could have been better. Unless you have a MyPillow, you do not know just wonderful deep sleep. That REM sleep, they call it, actually. That's the technical term. It gets you in a place where your body is getting the necessary sleep it needs to rejuvenate and get cranked for another day. We talk to folks every day that have bought pillows, just must. Truly sleeping better than they ever have. You can adjust your exact individual needs, your pillow, rather, to your needs, regardless of your sleep position. And then it stays that way all night long. And think about how much you, or how often you adjust your pillow every night. Fluffing the pillow because it's gone flat, or flipping it over because it's too hot. A lot of things that cause sleep interruptions. My pillow will get you to sleep faster, and you'll stay there longer. Simple as that. Right now, a great deal, the Mike 4-Pack Special. 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping on orders over $100, and they're shipping off a pillow. Every pillow you buy, they match it and ship it off to someone in need. Isn't that cool? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028. So Joe in Williams County was saying he's kind of feeling guilty about shopping at Walmart. We're talking about why you buy, where you buy. Buying local. Do you buy service? Do you buy price?
Well, there's a couple of factors to take into consideration. One is how much you have in your account. You know, I mean, are you penny pinching or are you trying to buy the best product? For me, most of the time, if it's a big item purchase, I go for the best product and I don't really care where I get it. But for convenience, I go to Walmart, and I don't really feel good about it, but, you know, it happens. Something you said, asked about Sam Walton. I believe, this in a couple of categories like, Disney. I don't think Sam Walton was a bad guy, but the corporation for Disney and Walmart is just, I think they both have turned evil.
The corporation has turned evil. Why do you say that? What about Walmart you think is evil?
Well, the vision that they originally have, because Sam Walton, I worked for Walmart like 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and it just, when you read the history about it, he was all about customer service. When was the last time you had good customer service at Walmart?
That's a good point. I would not characterize the service at Walmart as good. I mean,
exactly.
There's people that try hard.
Efficiency, money. It's all about the money. Same thing with Walt Disney. Walt Disney had a vision to provide entertainment, and now Disney's all about money. I used to live in California and probably about 15 minutes away from Disneyland. And you cannot put a business or a house or buy anything in, within, a, I can't remember the a distance, but any land or property too close to them without getting an approval that basically the city of Anaheim goes through to make sure that it goes, it's okay with them. It's all about control and money.
Yeah, I the other thing I was going to ask you before the break, you mentioned that one of the reasons you feel dirty about shopping there is because you see the products is coming mostly from overseas. Isn't that the case everywhere, though? I think that's a much larger problem about, you know, some of that manufacturing needing to come back to the U.S. because of our tax policy and other things. Well, in other words, I don't know if you walk into a locally owned hardware store, are there that many more things that are American-made than are at a Walmart? I don't know. I'm just thinking not.
For building materials, I think it's hit and miss. You never really know where they get them. I mean, because they're trying to make a buck also, so wherever they get the best deals, you know. But when it comes to, say, like a brand new car, I will never buy a foreign brand new car. I have no problems about buying a foreign used car because oftentimes they're better. But if you buy a new car, all that money goes to that Japanese company, that German company, whatever, and then that money is going back. Well, if they already got their money, then it makes no difference if I buy a used one.
Interesting
but if I'm going to buy a new one, it's going to be American-made because then that money goes to an American company where the majority of their money is going to be spent in America. They might have investments in other countries, but, you know.
I like how you think, Joe. I appreciate the call. Thanks for checking in with us today. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Local numbers 258-0550. A few texts rolling in here. I live 5 miles from my local grocery store and 70 miles to Walmart. The store is a very good store, but when it comes to produce, I can buy stuff at Walmart that lasts twice as long as my local store because of pure freshness. I do buy things on sale at the local store to restock my shelves, but overall, the trip to Wally World is worth it because in the end, prices are better. And getting things in town, I can't get in, and getting things in town, I can't get locally. Right, there's going to be some of those. Another texter, disagree slightly with Walmart not being local. How many residents of your community does Walmart employ? How many tax dollars does Walmart put back into the community? How much food, non or perishable, goes back out the back door to the food shelf without payment? People need to think about that before they get out the long knives for the big guys. All right. Those are some good points. This is why I'm asking. Appreciate that. Getting some good mom stories here, too. On a different topic, your off-the-cuff reference to weeds in the backyard may be closer to a genius analysis of what this whole refugee situation really is. Well, it was literally off the cuff, and I wasn't trying to suggest it. My only point on that whole refugee thing, and we're going to talk more about that at the top of the hour here, but so I'll save this, and I'll save that comment. I'll save my explanation for a little later. Buying local, buying service, buying price, Walmart, good, bad, just curious what you think. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Before I get back to that, one piece of unfinished business from yesterday, we had some folks from Big Muddy CrossFit send us a note, and they on their Facebook page do a shout-out to heroes. And they suggested yesterday that we give a shout-out. We didn't see this till too late, so I apologize because these heroes died May 8th, which is yesterday. Specialist James Holmes, 28 years of age, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, died May 8th, 2004. In Landstuhl, Germany, from wounds suffered May 3rd when a roadside bomb exploded while he was on vehicle patrol. He was assigned to the North Dakota National Guard's 141st Engineer Combat Battalion. Specialist Philip Brown, 21, Jamestown, North Dakota, died May 8th, 2004, after being wounded by an explosive while on foot patrol, assigned to the North Dakota National Guard 141st Engineer Combat Battalion. And a lot of members of this team, Red, White, and Blue, evidently served with these two. I want to recognize them for their sacrifice. The least we can do. But thanks to Big Money CrossFit for bringing it to our attention. And for Team Red, White, and Blue for doing what they do in recognizing these soldiers. What did they say yesterday? Was the time that each of them died the same? You remember, Todd? Their suggestion yesterday was something about the time we should announce at 10:45. Shout out to two great guys that lost their life this day at, in 2004 at 10:45 in the morning. I don't know if they know that or if they were just suggesting the time we mentioned it. But anyway, we didn't see it till today.
The text did say that they lost their life at 10:45 in the morning, 2004.
Hmm.
Which, right. Wow. Eerie.
Yeah, two guys from North Dakota, different events, right?
Yeah.
I guess they were both May 8, 2004, so they might have been in the same incident. So I guess that's feasible. Yeah, makes sense. Anyway, regardless, appreciate you giving us a shout-out on it. Let's go to Dan and Grand Fortune next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Ben. Just wanted to challenge your last caller. He used the term evil with respect to these corporations. And I just think that there's a lot of evil going on in the world, and it isn't in corporations. Profits, he talked about control with respect to Disney and some of those things. Wanting to, you know, control your situation and wanting to maximize your profits are not evil. And people keep using that term with respect to businesses, and I think it's way over the top, and I think they use it as a justification for regulation and in elections and in a whole bunch of different avenues.
Good point. Evil is evil. We know it when we see it, and, you know, a business that's trying to give products to people for... look, you couldn't do what Walmart does and be evil. In my mind. I mean, it's
the mentality that made everybody compare Trump to Hitler.
Right.
When clearly that's a or Hillary, for that matter.
Or
like her or not, she's not quite Hitler. But people make that jump.
But it's a good point, Dan. I probably should have said something earlier. But I did ask him what makes them evil, because they're kind of like, wow, why do you think they're evil? And what he said was bad customer service. It had kind of gotten away. Well, that isn't, you know, look, a company getting big like Walmart could get sloppy on things like customer service. I think that's fair, but doesn't make them evil, is your point. It's a good
one. Yeah, it's just a poor performance. It's not evil.
Yeah, exactly right. And there is a big portion of the left that thinks corporations are evil. Like, I mean, we saw the whole Dakota Access Pipeline thing. There are people running around saying, you're evil. Meanwhile, what were these people doing? We know what was going on in those camps, and that'd be a lot closer to evil than what any company was doing in trying to get North Dakota a higher price for its oil.
That's exactly right.
You know, so, you know, that there is, they love to throw that around, and we ought not do it. I don't think that caller was, you know, saying it in the true sense of evil, but it's a good point. Thank you. Sorry, guys, says a texter, but I have had good customer service as recently as yesterday at Walmart. I've always found the associates at Walmart to be friendly and helpful. I have no problem with Walmart, Dollar Tree, Kmart, etc. Another texter, Walmart produce is not fresher. You can smell the difference when you walk through the produce section. Wow. Okay. All right. We got a little Walmart trash talk going on now. The point of the question was simply, you know, buy local. You buy service. You buy price. What do you buy? Anyway, fascinating discussion. Enjoyed it. We'll talk a little ag here in a minute, and then I'll get into the refugee data question a little more. Vision Bank block party today is why we're broadcasting live at the new West Fargo Vision Bank, south of 32nd on Veterans Boulevard. Sloppy Joe's free from 11 to 1 today. Hope you come on by.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Coming May 12th and 13th to Mesa's Pepsi Arena, music stars and classic cars at the Hop. Rock and Roll Festival is happening with Friday night performances by Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson,
Angel. Earth Angel,
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon,
she comes from Tallahassee. Woo! She got a high five chance.
And Saturday performances by Brian Highland.
Itchy, itchy, itchy.
Tournament, starring Peter Noon. For ticket information, visit MyKnot.org, MinotaurosHockey.com, online, or any marketplace location. For all other information, check out Music Stars and Classic Cars on Facebook.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildeer, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Walmart has in the past went to businesses, manufacturing businesses in the United States, and told them if they wanted to continue to do business with Walmart, they had to move to China. How often that happened or how many people that want to... companies they went to and did that, I don't know, but do know they have done it in the past.
Well, there you go. That's a good sign that they're not evil. Because they're recognizing, look, you want to sell stuff to us, it'd be best if you do it right here in the good U.S. of A. Todd's right, though. This, it just gets over the top with people throwing that around and you start, you know, we jump the shark here or the next crazy thing. Well, I'll give you an example. Do you know there are some health care reform protests that are going to include mock funerals?
What?
Yeah, mock funerals. And people are yelling at these town halls. I didn't hear how things went yesterday in Minot for Congressman Kramer. I heard there were a lot of people there, but I didn't hear, you know, what was brought up. But I know at some of those, it's, they're shouting, people are going to die! They're going to die! You know, like anybody goes to Congress and say, well, my plan is for people to die. I'm for that plan, right? I mean, come on. But that's sort of the game they get. We do have a texter here who said, when are the Coffee with Kramer events in Bismarck? I've heard contradicting days. I will tell you again, it is coming up on the 11th. Coffee with Kramer in Mandan at noon on the 11th, and in Bismarck at 5. Maybe what you heard was a Bismarck and a Mandan day, but yeah. So, anyway, got that down. Noon in Mandan at the Eagles Club on Thursday, and 5 p.m. Thursday at the Bismarck Eagles. We're at Vision Bank today for the big block party, grand opening of their new West Fargo location. Having a grand old time broadcasting live. Hope you come on by. Great deals on certificate of deposit specials. I was saying CD earlier, and Todd wanted to know if we had a Journey one. 12-month CD at 1.05%. So
Journey
is a good deal. My favorite is old-fashioned Sloppy Joe's, chips and pickles. Okay, lover boy. Sorry. 11 a.m. to 1.
That's you.
Sloppy Joe's 11 a.m. to 1 today. Love that. Tomorrow, the kids have a bunch of fun with Penny and Pals Live, the ice cream truck, games galore, bouncy house. All that starts at 3:30. Giving away a Razor electric scooter. And then Thursday, free admission for the Block Party live concert with 32 Below. Beer, burgers, and brats at 5:30 from Brickhouse, Brutus Brickhouse, and then 32 Below at 6:30. That sounds like a party to me. Huh? Can't believe it. Gotta love it.
See, now, when you say Brickhouse, Manny always thinks of this.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Exactly right.
That's right.
That's the CD I was looking for.
Hey, we want to give away another pie from Village Inn, America's best pies. And Bruce Owen sent us this yesterday, a story about his mom. Maybe she'll be here tomorrow night having a grand old time. I don't know. But listen to this. This is a fun mom. I always remember my mom for the strength of her character, her laughter, and her music. There were many hot summer evenings when it was too hot to be in the house. She'd grab the guitar, sit on the front steps, and start playing and singing. In no time, she'd have half the neighborhood seated on the front lawn, listening and singing along. She had a great voice and could play that guitar with the best of them. My friends would come over to visit her. She was like everyone's mom. What she taught me and what I still carry with me today is her love of life, her music, and her laughter. She always lived by the philosophy that being able to laugh and play music would get you through the worst of what life can dish out. And she could make one heck of a peach pie. Well, Bruce Owen, your choice. You could have a peach pie or any others from Vision Bank. And what a way to celebrate mom. With a Village Inn pie, America's best pie. So we'll ship that off to you. Way to go. Hey, let's talk a little ag with our friend Troy Kuhn from CNC Farms here today on the program. Some, last-minute ideas on considerations for planting season. Troy, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Scott.
What's the buzz today at CNC Farms?
Well, there's quite a few calls coming in with guys trying to make some decisions. Decisions are getting made a little later this year, and some last-minute field changes is one thing I see going on where they thought they were going one direction and they've kind of changed their mind. And so we've been talking people through some of that. Some of it is, you know, you got to look at how much nitrogen you got in the ground for whichever crop you're going to rotate to, you know, change of a plan, your herbicide residuals, field considerations for that crop in the past, you know, how has it reacted in that field in the past, past history with your crop insurance, make sure that your rotational requirements and all of those are going to work, your weed pressure for that type of crop, consideration, if it's a salty piece of ground, consideration for different crops. And some guys are switching over to soybeans in areas that haven't had them before, and so one thing for guys there, if you're not a steady soybean grower, it's always a good thing to double inoculate, put down like a liquid or a peat with your seed and then a granular also. That's the best way to get the maximum yield out of your soybeans. So those are some of the things going on, and I just want to let everybody know they can surely call and visit about these kind of decision makings, and we still do deliveries. We got a fair amount of seed yet. We do toting and blending for all of the ranchers out there that want something like that done.
A great resource, folks. Your registered and certified seed dealer. Top quality, wide variety of seed. Forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. So if you're sitting there saying, I don't know, I got a feeling, I want to switch her up, they can do it. A turn on a dime for you at CNC Farm, 701-482-7865. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Online at ccseedfarm.com, 701-482-7865. Thanks, Troy. Good talking to you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.